Okay, so again, the bottom of Yudayin Rebbeis, the Gemara says all the way at the bottom, Amar Mar, Gemara quotes a previous Gemara, Mitamna Bey Adsof Moada, from the 8th of Nisan up until Pesach, Isos of Chaga, they established a Yontif for those few days, the Isos of Chaga, the Shvuah, the little Mispat, so they said that you shouldn't fast on those days, Adsof Moed, because that's when they were debating with the Tzedukim, when exactly Shavuos falls out. So the Tzedukim felt, the Pasuk says, that Mimachas HaShabbos, that you start counting for Shavuos always after Shabbos, always on a Sunday. And the Chacham interpret it to mean, no, Shabbos refers to Yontif, we always count after the first day of Yontif at Pesach, regardless of which day of the week it is. So they had a debate between the Tzedukim, and we won the debate. So those 7 days of debate, we established as a yontif. So the Gemara says, so lama li ad sof moed. So why are you up until the end of the moed? So again, it should be really up until Pesach, because Pesach itself, already you can't fast on, because it itself is a Pesach. It's a yontif. So Gemara says, lema ad moed. It should be up until moed, up until Pesach. Why sof Pesach? During Pesach, it's certain you can't fast, you can't eulogize. So why does the Megillas Tanya say ad sof moed, until the end of the moed? Moed gufa yomtifu. Vasar already is yasar because Pesach is a yomtif. So why again does Megillas Tanya say it's usar to eulogize through Pesach? Through Pesach already is usar. So says the Gemara, Amar of Papa, Kidama Rebbe, Rav, lo nitzicha eler leser yom shelfanav hachanami lo nitzicha ela leser yom shelachrav. So we have in a different context, Gemara told us previously, that even though a day itself might be Aser because it's a Yontif already, if you add it to be also be Megillas Tainis, that day is Aser, there's an added element that the day before a Megillas Tainis day is Aser also to eulogize. So to the day after a Megillas Tainis day is Aser afterwards. So in other words, Pesach, of course, the 7 days of Pesach are Aser to eulogize. The day after Pesach, it's Mutter to fast, it's Mutter to eulogize.
Eulogize is to fast?
To Hesped. Hesped and Tainis. So it's mutter to do a hesped after Pesach. But once you establish Pesach as also days of celebration because it's Megillas Tainis, we're adding on that the day after Pesach is also going to be Aser in Tainis and hesped. Okay. So now the Achrim all deal with the following question that we already know the Gemara in Sukkah tells us there's a concept called Isruchag. Isruchag is the day after any of the Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkot. The day afterwards is called Isruchag. That's what Gemara says. Why is it called Isruchag? So Rashi and Sukkah gives a few different interpretations. One interpretation is that it's a day of eating and drinking. We have a little bit of Yontif. The Ramah brings us down Halacha. The day after Yontif is an Isruchag. We're supposed to have a little bit more of a Suda than we normally have. So here the Gemara says it's completely mutter to fast. You're allowed to fast. The only reason why it's usher to fast after Pesach, it's because the Megillah's Tainis days. But leaving that aside, there's no chiv to have any food. You're actually allowed to fast the day afterwards. That goes against the Gemara in Sukkah, which says it's an Isruchag that you're supposed to have a little bit more to eat. So the Achronim give a number of different answers to explain this. Just to give a couple of them. So the Magen Avraham writes, the Isser of Tainis, the Isser of Isruchag, only applies to after Shavuos. It does not apply to Pesach, it does not apply to Sukkot. Why? Because after Shavuos, what's the minhag in shul? After the day of Shavuos, for 7 days straight, we don't say Tachanun. Why not? It's not a yantif. The lach is, the mission Chagiga tells us, that if a person doesn't bring a carbon on Shavuos, he's able to do tashlum and make it up the 7 days afterwards. So for those 7 days, it's somewhat of a quasi-moed. So we don't say it. But that's only by Shavuos. Pesach and Sukkot, we don't have that idea of making tashlumim. You have tashlum for Sukkot and Pesach, but after it's over, you can't bring it anymore, though.
Pesach, you have Pesach
Sheni. But that's a different time. It's not for the days. It's not constantly for 7 days afterwards. It's a month later. So, but not the day afterwards, though. So Shavuos, the day afterwards already, and the next few days, you're allowed to bring a carbon. Now, the weakness in that is, the Ramah says by Pesach, he brings halacha. By Pesach, there's a concept of Isruchag, not only by Shavuos. So other answers are given. Yeshuas Yaakov writes that what it means is that that you might be able to fast tiny shows just for a few hours. So from the Gemara here, which implies you're allowed to fast, it means you're allowed to fast for a few hours in the morning. says the Gemara in Sukkah that it's not a contradiction, because the Gemara in Sukkah says, okay, you're also allowed to fast for a few hours in the morning, but you just have to eat a little bit more. When it comes to lunchtime, eat a little bit more than you normally eat. Okay, so again, the different answers how to figure out the Gemara in Tainus versus the Gemara in Sukkah. So now the Gemara says, second line down, Kiman, who holds this way? That again, before a Megillah's Tainus day, and after Megillah's Tainus day, it's Aser in Tainus. Kiman Krebi Yosi, the Amar Bein Lefana Bein Lachav Aser. It's Aser to fast before a Megillah's Tainus day, it's Aser to fast afterwards. Asks the Gemara, Ihachi, Be'esrim V'tishanami, on the 29th also of Adar, it should also be Aser to fast. Right, so Gemara says, assuming right now there's a 29 days of Adar. So the 29th day should be Aser also. So why? De have a yoma in my area, why 29th day? De have a yoma de mekame yoma de mosokim tamida. So remember, the first from yesterday's daf, the first 7 days of Pesach, of Nisan rather, they were debating with the Tzedukim about the carbon tamid. And we won the debate, so we made 7 days of celebration for the first 7 days of Nisan. So the day before the celebration, the 29th of Adar, which is the day before Alf Nisan, because it's the day prior to a Megillah's Tainus Yomtiv. So Gemara says that should also be Aser because it's prior to the Misokim Tamida. Typically, the Gemara says, wait a second, maybe it shouldn't be Aser because of that. Typically, Davalei Yoma Dabaser Esim Vitamina Bay. Maybe 29th day should be Aser because it follows the 28th. Well, what happened the 28th of Adar? 28th of Adar is also a day of celebration. Why? The Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, Be'esim V'samne Bay on the 28th of Adar, Asas Besur Sotavasa, a Besur Torah came, a good news came, Lihuda to the Jews, Delo Ya'idin Minaraisa, that they were no longer, they didn't have to refrain from learning, meaning they were allowed to learn anymore. They wouldn't have to be bata from learning. Look at Rashi, Delo Ya'idin, Shelo Yitzrich Nibatil B'Talmud Torah. They don't have to be Mevata Talmud Torah anymore. Shenigzar Len Shelo Yasek B'Torah. There was a Gzera from the, I'm not sure who it was at the time, that they couldn't learn. And they came along, and there's a Besura Tova came that the Gzera was undone. They were able to engage in Talmud Torah again. So the 28th day of Adar was a celebration. So now what happens is 28th of Adar was a celebration. The first of Nisan was also a Yom Tov and Tainus. 29th day falls out in between these two. So ask the Gemara before you go further, why do we say it's Aser to fast on the 29th because it precedes the first of Nisan? You should say it's Aser to fast because it follows, now we have the concept when it follows the Megillah's Tainus day also, it's also going to be Aser and Tainus. So that's the Gemara. So Gemara continues to explain the whole background of the Gezerah now. Shepam Achas, there's one time, Nigzer Gzeira al Yisrael, Shelo Yask B'Torah. There was a Gzeira that Klai Yisrael couldn't learn, number one. V'Shelo Yamul Es B'Neim, they shouldn't be able to give Brismillah. And third, V'Shechal L'Shabbos, and they have to be Mechal Shabbos. So why these three? Why was the Dafka the three of a Shabbos, Brismillah, and Talmud Torah? So a few interesting answers are given. The Marsha explains, Marsha says these three are different because these three are unique to Klai Yisrael. They're what separates us from Klai, from Umas Olam. By us learning Torah, by us having Bris Mila, and by us keeping Shabbos, are three ways that we really are unique. The Emek Bracha points out that these three are called, all three of them are called a Bris. Shabbos is a, and Bris and Os. Shabbos is a Bris and Os. Bris Mila is a Bris and Os. And Talmud Torah is also a Bris and Os. So these three are very, very unique to Klal Yisrael. So that's why Dafka, these three, the Umos Olam wanted to assimilate us, to integrate us, so they were goes around these three mitzvahs. So what happened? Ma'asa, what do they do to undo the gzeras, the Klal Yisrael? Yehuda ben Shemua, the Chaver, what do Yehuda ben Shemua and his group do? Halchu v'natlu eitza mimartronisa achas. I think we saw this Gemara once before, right? Remember this? Right, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, I think it was. So they got together, they went to get some advice from this very wise woman. Shekol gedolei Rome mitzuyin etzla, all the top Romans would go get advice from her. Amr lahem, so she says to these Jews, Amdu afigu b'laina, if you've gino belila, go out and scream and daven at nighttime. Halchu v'fginu belila, they did this. Amru, so they said as follows when they did the tefillah. Ishmaim, listen to Hashem, listen to us. Lo achim anachnu, are we not brothers? Lo bnei avech anachnu, we're not from the same father. It was because it was Edom. This Rome was Roman was from Edom. Edom was Esav, and Esav and Yaakov were brothers. Lo bni emachas anachto, do we not have the same mother? Ma nishanenu mekolum of lashon shatim gozim aleinu gzeres rosh. About why are we so different that you're being gozer on us? And therefore batlum, and they mivato the gzeres. The Romans listened. Kadosh Baruch Hu listened and made the Romans somehow be mivato these gzeres. Vos hayom, that very day, aso yamtiv, they made a yamtiv. So that was the 28th of day. So the question again is, if the 28th of Adar is a yamtiv because they were mivato these gzeres, and also the first in Nisan was a yamtiv because they won the debate about when the Talmud happens, so the 29th of Adar is smack in the middle. Tamar asks, we know from before, the 29th of Adar is aser and fast in Tainis because it's the day before the first in Nisan. Now Agmar knows, wait a sec, we also learned another halacha, when it's ever a day that's after a yantif and Megillas Tainus, it should also be Asr and Tainus. So why did the Gemara tell us it's Asr only because it precedes the day of Aleph Nisan? It should be Asr because it follows the day of the 28th.
And also, what about the 27th? Was it the day before Yantif?
Say it again, that what?
The 27th.
And the 27th, that's also. But right now, the concern of the 29th, which is smack in the middle between the 1st and the first and the 28th, so it should be Asr for two different reasons, not one reason. So it says the Gemara, Amar Baye, Lo Nitzach Ela Lechadesh Lecholish Mubar. It's only needed because of Chodesh Mubar. When it's a Chodesh Mubar, which means a 30-day month, so there's a 30th day now. The 30th day does not follow the 28th anymore because the 29th day is in between. It precedes the first of Nisan. So that's why we use the day before the first of Nisan is Aser. Whether it's the 29th is the last day of Adar, or whether it's the 30th day is the last day of Adar, either way it's going to be Aser, depending on the year. That's why we chose that reasoning. But Eina Hanami, if it turned out to be a Chodesh Mubar, both the 29th and the 30th of Adar would seem to be Aser and Tainus and Hesped because one of the days follows the Yantif and one of the days precedes the Yantif. Rav Ashi Amar, Afilu Tema Chodesh Chaser, even if it's a Chodesh Chaser, which means a 29th day, Kol Shel Achrav B'Tainus Aser B'Hesped Mutar. So normally the halach is, if it's a day that follows a Yantif of Tainus, the day afterwards is Aser B'Tainus, but it's actually Mutter B'Hesped. However, Zeh Hoil Mutal Bein Shnei Yomim Tovim Asok Yom Tov Atzmo V'Afil B'Hesped Nami Aser. What's unique about this day, it's since it's sandwiched between two Megillas Tainus Yomim Tovim, it gets a higher level, whereby not only is Tainus going to be Aser, but even Hesped is going to be Aser as well. And that's significant why it's before Nisan, and it's also after the 28th day of Adar. Okay, now the Gemara quotes from what we discussed above, Amar Mar. Mitam nebe vad sof moada isosav chaga deshua, the lo mispeid. So the Gemara says that from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, they were debating about when Shavuos is going to be, and we won the debate, and we established that these days should not be a hespeid.
It is Baitusim.
Excuse me?
Baitusim.
Baitusim are similar to Tzedukim. They were a group of Jews who only accepted the Torah Shebichsav and not the Torah Shebaal Peh. So, the Gemara says, so Lomli Lameimar Mitamna Bey, why does it have to say from the 8th of Nisan? Lema Mitisha Bey, say from the 9th of Nisan. Ah, so what about the 8th day? Mitamna Gufe Aser, and the 8th day we'll know it's going to be Aser, Dehavle Yoma, the Isokam Bey, Dehavle Yoma, the Isokam Bey Tamida. Because remember, there's an overlap. They debated the Talmud from the 1st to the 8th, and they debated the 8th until the end of Pesach. So the 8th day was kind of double. So once we already know that the 8th day is Aser and Hesped because it was where they debated the Talmud, why say the day is also Aser because they debated the Shavuos? Just start from the 9th day and on should be Aser because they debated the when Shavuos is going to be. Why double up on day 8? So Gemara explains, because Kevan de'ila mikle milsa u'batlinu the Shivna. So if somehow something came along and was mevatel the seventh day, then tam negufa aser. Wait a second, am I misreading this? Yeah, I was right. So came the Ilam Mikle Milsa. Let's say something bad came along, Uvat Linu, Lishiva Samna, and they mervata the first 7 days of Nisan in terms of fasting, meaning you can't fast now. Tamne Gufa Asa Dhaval Yomakama, the Sosa Bechada, the Shivua So now, so somehow, let's say the first 7 days we're going to be, right now we said 7 days of Nisan are going to be also because of the Bay of the Moed. What?
Yom
but let's say something came along and then we had to make a fast on the first day. Let's say they debated, that we lost another debate about the Tamil, let's say. Let's say they Mevata the carbon Tamil. And that Yontif no longer exists anymore. The first 7 days of Nisan.
Those days are not mentioned in Megillat Tanit. I'm sure they are.
They are. But what happens if some reason they revoke?
How can you change it?
Right.
Because something bad goes on.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what example. Right.
They put it in, they take it out.
So they can take it out any day.
If something happens, there's a reason to.
If it's from the Rabban, yeah. Rabban put it in, they can take it out.
So that's the, can be the excuse in any day. Why not? Because something happened.
Exactly. So they're saying, so even though there's an overlap, one the first half of Nisan might get revoked because something might happen. So you might say, let's say something on the second of Nisan happens bad, and we have to make a fast day. The klal is, we view that as an entire group. The first 7 days is a unit. If because the second day you have to start fasting because something bad happened, we remove the first 7 days now. Now what happens is, well, since we know the eighth day was celebrated because of Shavuos, because of a different debate, so now the eighth day is still going to be a day of Yontif because of the Shavuos debate, even though the Tamid debate is no longer existing. So that's why I have to mention every single exact case, because sometimes things are going to change. Okay, then the Gemara says, Hashad Asul Hachi, now that we've established this concept, that we're concerned that you might revoke a previous day of Yom Tif of the Megillah Tainus, Hashad Asul Hachi, Esim Vetisha Nami, the 29th of Adar as well. Why do we mention that it's both the day before Nisan and the day after the 28th of Adar? Because Kevin Deili Mikle Milsa Valina Lesim Vitimna Esim Vetisha Gufa Asur Davle Yoma de Makame Yoma de Isakim Timida. Because something came along and said, let's say they made a new gzeira, you can't learn Torah anymore, and you can't give a bris milah, and you can't learn keep Shabbos, then they would be oker, they would uproot the 28th day of Adar as no longer being a yontif, and you would think also the 29th day would also be permitted to fast and to eulogize. But now that we know 29th day is the day prior to the first of the yontif, we're going to still maintain that day as a yontif for a day before the yontif to be Asr and Tainus.
What is that got at the box?
This stuff is not interesting to you. The third parak has a lot of agata. Where do you get there? Patience. This stuff is also very good for you. Itmar says the Gemara further. Rabbi Chia Berasi Amar Rav Halacha Krebi Yosi Ushmo Amar Halacha Krebi Meir. Who's Rabbi Yosi? Who's Rabbi Meir? So Rabbi Yosi was the one who told us that it's aser to fast, I think, both before and after one of these Yom Tovim of Megillas Tainus. That's Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Meir was the one who told that only before, I think, right? Right, okay. So, again, Rav felt the halachas like Rabbi Yossi, that the day before and the day after is Asr and Tainus. And Shmuel felt the halacha was like Rabbi Meir, that only before is Asr and Tainus, but afterwards is actually going to be Mutter. One second. So just look for a second at Tosos. Interesting Tosos in the bottom. Rav Amar Halacha Krebi Yosi. That long Tosos, not long, but the longest one on the page. Rav Amar Halacha Krebi Yosi, that before and after a Megillas Tainus day, it's Asr and Tainus. The Amar Lefanav Asr Aval La'achrav Mutter. So it doesn't seem to be quoting exactly the way Rabbi Yosi is, but the day before is Asr, the day everyone agrees the day before is Asr, but the day after is a Machlokas. Vim Tomer asks Tosos, Kevin the Amar Halacha Krebi Yosi, since we follow this way, Hayach anu misanim lefnei haPurim. How could you fast Megillas Tainus Esther the day before Purim? Dimishim de butla Megillas Tainus mikol makom ach Chanaka but Purim la butla. We'll see in Amud Beis for a moment that this machlokas whether or not Megillas Tainus is butla nowadays. You know, even if you say that it's going to be butla in regards to Purim and Chanaka, it's not butla. Everybody agrees Purim and Chanaka is a Megillas Tainus day that still exists bisman hazeh. If that's the case, why is it usher to fast the day before on Tainus Esther? The Yeshlomar, Dha Damar Chanukah Purim Labatla, when we say on Amud Beis that it's not batal, wrote to Lomar, Hadinin Shelahem Lasosim Yomtif, meaning that the day itself is not batal, Udulo Lasane Behen, on the day itself is not batal.
But we're fasting before Purim.
Right, but we said already before that on any Megillah's Tainus day, you can't fast even the day before him.
Yes.
So how are you allowed to fast on Tainus Esther?
Yeah.
So what Tosfos is telling us, when we say in Amud Beis that Megillah's Tainus is not batal, for permanent Hanukkah, meaning permanent Hanukkah still exists. It only means it still exists for the day itself. Aval bedinim d'lefneim, the halachas that apply before the Yom Tovim, the days before, that in fact it was butlu.
What other example that you have the day before that you have a fast that's gone? Only
pulling, you have to. No, true. The Gemara says on Amud Beis, we'll see that all Megillas Tainis is batal. Every day listed from the 1st until the 8th of Nisan, and the 8th to the end of Pesach, those days you can't fast, they no longer exist. You could fast all those days.
But anyway, we're not.
No, because we don't hold it, because it's batal. That's why. Because the Gemara tells us it doesn't exist anymore, Megillas Tainis. We ripped it up, we tore it up.
But we're still not.
No, because. No. Oh, that's for different reasons. Different reasons. Yeah, different reasons. You're right. But not because of this reason.
We are holding by as if Megillah
Fine.
Tani,
so the 28th day of Adar, we allow to fast on the 28th of the Adar. Even though Megillah Tani says you can't fast, we do. So, but in regards to Hanukkah and Purim, we still say that you cannot fast in those days because it's listed in Megillah Tani.
On the day itself,
you cannot fast. You can't fast
on the Hanukkah. There's no fast on Hanukkah in general. There's no fast day for Hanukkah.
Because of Megillah Tani. Because of what's listed in Megillah.
But then you just
no, I just said no. The Gemara Amud Beis says it's only batal for all other holidays. Chanukah confirms it's not batal. It still exists, so you can't fast. Okay. Right, back to the Gemara now. So the Gemara says again, there's a machlokas. How do we pask? And do we follow like Rabbi Yosi or do we follow Rabbi Meir? So the Gemara now says, Umi Amar Shmuel Halchi. The Shmuel really say this, that we follow Rabbi Meir. That before is Aser and after is Mutter. V'hatana, doesn't the Brisa teach us? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Umatam Elomer, Behon, what does it mean? Behon, Shtei Pamim. Why does it say this word Behon twice when it talks about fasting? So look at Rashi, four Y lines down in Rashi, in the middle of the line. Matam Elomer, Behon. Delo Lisana Behon, you shouldn't fast on these days. Umiksason, Delo Misad Behon, and some of them you shouldn't even eulogize on those days. Mekadarish, and we're darshening the language of Megillah Tainis, Kididaik Lekaman, Behon Mashma Miut. Behon sounds like these, but no other these. Why Dafka Behon? Why Dafka these? So ask the Gemara, why did they say Behon twice in Megillah Tainis? So Gemara explains, Lomelcha, to teach me, Shehein Asurin Lefneim, Ulachreim Mutarn. To teach me that before them it's Asur, but after it's not Asur. Behon, on these days itself it's Asur, but not after the days. That's the drasha. If Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel says, Halacha, Kribben Shimon Ben Gamliel. We follow Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, which says it's Asr before, and after it's Mutter. How above was he able to say that no, even after it's going to be Asr and Tainus? Here he clearly says it's Mutter and Tainus after the Yantiv. So the Gemara explains, Meikara initially, Savar Kaven Delekatana de Meikil Krebi Meir, Amalacha Krebi Meir, since he didn't find any other Tana that was Mekel, he followed Rabbi Meir. But Kevin de Shama le Rabbi Gamliel de Mekel Tvei Amalacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Since he found that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was even more lenient, he followed Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He wanted to be Mekel. Why would he want to be Mekel? I guess because these days were all Dirabana days, so he wanted to be Mekel. Doesn't explain really why, but for some reason he wanted to be the Mace Mekel opinion. No, the question, why did you want to be Mekel though?
Why?
I guess it's because only a Din Dira, but all these things are only Din Dirabanan. So since it's Machlokas, he wanted to be Lakula, Suffolk Dirabanan Lakula. It's not a Suffolk, but I guess it's Suffolk had a Paskin. So I guess he wanted to be Mekel because it's only a Din Dirabanan. Okay. Then the Gemara says, V'chein Amar Bali was a person's name, Shem Chacham, says Rashi, Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochan Halacha Rabbi Yosi. Samalei Rabbi Chila Bali, Asvar Lacha, I'll explain to you, Ki Amar Rabbi Yochan Halacha Rabbi Yosi, when Rabbi Yochan has felt the Halacha was like Rabbi Yosi, Adelo Lisana, that's in regards to not fasting. Sorry, one second. So look at Rashi, the last three lines up from Rashi. Ki Amar Rabbi Yochan Halacha Adelo Lehisana. When we said the Halacha was like Rabbi Yosi in respect to not fasting, the Yamim Haksuvim Megillas Tainis, these days listed in Megillas Tainis, Adelo Lehisana Lefneim Asurim Ulachem Mutarim, Rabbi Yossi. The days that you can't fast, before them you cannot fast, and afterwards you may fast. V'lo k'ri meir damar af l'fnei mutter. Not like a mayor who says even before Yom Tov you're allowed to fast. Aval adilo l'hemispeid. But when it comes to not eulogizing, ain't halach k'ri Yossi, that we do not pass on k'ri Yossi. Damar l'fanav ulach rav Asa, where he holds is actually Asa to do both. Ela k'ri meir damar l'fanav Asa l'ach rav mutter. But that we follow like Rabbi Meir. So what comes out is that beforehand it's Asa to both fast and hespeid, and afterwards it's mutter to do hespeid and tainus.
So in Megillat Tanit, there's a chiluk between hesped and tzom.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can, sometimes you're not allowed to do both, and sometimes you're not allowed to do only one.
Exactly. I think everyone listed is also too fast to do tanis, and some of them it's mutter to hesped, some are also to hesped. And this debate's actually, what about the day before and the day afterwards? That's also big machlokas. So says the Gemara, Umi amar Rabbi Yochanan halchi, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this? The Bahama Rabbi Yochanan halacha kistam mishnah. Doesn't he say we follow whenever there's a stam mishnah? It doesn't tell us who the author is. It just writes it as stam. We always follow that opinion. And the mishnah tells us, mishnah megillah tanan, afa pish amu makdimin v'lam achrin. Even though when it comes to reading the megillah, let's say the megillah, you couldn't read megillah Esther in the day for whatever reason. You couldn't read it, so we allow you to read the day an earlier day up until the 11th. Right? Normally we read the perm on megillah in the yud dalad. And if you can't, let's say there's no Baal Kori, you could go to a bigger city who has a Baal Kori, you could go in the 13th, to 12th, or 11th, depending what day it is. You could make it earlier, but you can never push off after the 15th. 15th is when they lane in the waltzes, you can never lane it afterwards. Okay, so even though we say you're allowed to lane the Megillah's Esther a little bit earlier than the actual day of the 14th, still nonetheless, it's mutar and behesped v'tainus. It's mutar to eulogize and to fast on these days beforehand, before the time. So let's look at Rashi for a second, the top Rashi in Amud Beis. Mutar and behesped uvatainis. B'nei Tesvav, the people who read on the 15th of Adar, people of the walled cities, that's Shushan Purim, Kriyas Megillah dekrachim kodem zmano, k'nefarish hasem, b'yalaf yubayez yugimel yudalad, Tesvav, shekfar makdimin liyum haknisa, that the villages were small places, didn't have any Baal Kore. They were able to go to the larger cities on a Monday or Thursday, was a big Yom HaShuk, a day of a business day, and they could hear from the Baal Kori of the larger cities to lane for them. And that could be on the 11th of Adar, 12th, 13th, 14th of Adar. Mutarin, these days, Osam Yamim, Shekaru Kodem Zmana, Pesped Vatanis. Even though they're reading Megillah on these days earlier, they're actually allowed to be, they could fast and eulogize on these days. The Gemara asks now, Amos, when is this referring to, that you're do Mutar to do Hesped and Tainis? If it's talking a person who's supposed to be laning on the 15th, ends up laning on the 14th, umishari, is it permitted to fast on the 14th even for a 15th person? Vaksiv, doesn't the Megillah's Tainus write? Yom Arbasar Bo, the Yom Chamishasar Bo, the 14th and 15th father, both them, Purya Inun. And you cannot eulogize in these days. So it can't be that scenario where the person on the 15th day ends up landing early on the 14th day. That can't be, because it's also to fast and eulogize on both those days for everybody. Vama Rava. Rava says, Lo nitzach el asr this is listed. We know it's asr. I know I can't fast in Purim. I don't know Megillah. I don't require Megillah's Tainus for that. The law is to tell me that a person who lands on the 15th can't even fast on the 15th. And a person lays on the 15th can't fast on the 14th. That's why it's listed in Megillah's Tainus. So we see from here, the 14th and 15th is usher to fast and eulogize for everybody. So what's coming to be added on by this mission in Megillah that the earlier days are also going to be usher? So it can't be the 14th and 15th. Ella, says the Gemara, it must be a case of B'nei Arbesar, the Kakarile B'tleisar. So it must be where the person who's supposed to land on the 14th ends up landing a day earlier on the 13th. And to tell me that that day is also to fast and eulogize, so that's mutter to do hesped and fast on the 13th. Where it says, no, that can't be the case, because Yom Niknerhu. It's Yom Nikner. What's Yom Nikner? Where I was going to explain what that means later on. But Yom Nikner, for whatever reason, is going to be a day that you cannot fast and eulogize. Forget Tainus Esther for now. Ignore Tainus Esther for a moment. So it can't be a case of 13th, because the 13th is also to fast on. So when is the Mishnah Megillah talking about when it's mutter to do tainus on the days before Purim? Se'ela, the Gemara says, maybe it's talking about a case of B'nei Arbesar, a person who's supposed to be reading on the 14th, the Kakarile, the Tresar. We end up reading on the 12th of Adar. And if you read on the 12th of Adar, the Mishnah and Megillah tell me that it's mutter to do a Tainus and Hesped on the 12th of Adar. Says the Gemara, that can either be mutter and fasting, because Yom Torainisu, that's another Yom Tovim, a Yom Tov that's listed in the Megillah's Tainus. So you can't fast on the 12th of Adar either. Ela Lav, it must be finally the case of the Karile Bechadesar, the Katani Mutter Behesped of a Tainus. So finally, it must be a day where it's the 11th. You're allowed to read the Megillah as early as the 11th of Adar. The person lands on that day is actually mutter in Hesped and Tainus. So what do we do from all of this, though? So if we look at Rashi, Bechadesar. See at Rashi, it's around halfway down the narrow lines. First one of the lines, Bechadesar. So we could fast on the 11th of Adar. If the 14th falls out on Sunday, so the Kfarim are not able to read on their own. They didn't have enough people. They weren't learned in the outside villages. So the villages were allowed to make it a go earlier, to lane earlier, to go to the big cities to have a Baal Kari read for them. To have a Yudalef. So you do the math, the 14th is Sunday, the 13th is Shabbos, the 12th is Friday, the 11th is Thursday. The Yom HaKnisa was Monday and Thursdays. They'd go into the big cities. So the earliest, the next Yom HaKnisa, they would go in. So when does that fall out to be? Thursday is the 11th. So if Purim, again, falls out on Sunday, since the villagers can't read, they have nobody to read, they're allowed to read as early as Thursday and the 11th of Adar to listen to Megillah in the big cities. So that turns out the 11th is on Thursday. Shema Amina, we learn from all this, the Afa Gav Shu Yom Shelefnei Terainis, even though the 11th is the day before the 12th. And the 12th of Adar was a day called Yom Terainis, which was a celebration. Still, we see Shari Behesped of a Tainis. You're allowed to fast and eulogize the day before a Megillah's Tainis day. So above Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, it's also to fast the day before Megillah's Tainis Yom Tov. And here he follows the Mishnah, which says you may fast the day before a Megillah's Tainis Yom Tov. Back to Gemara now. I'm sorry if it's a little bit confusing. A little bit. Says the Gemara, first wide line down, no, it's not the case. We're talking about a situation of the Mishnah is Bnei Arbaisar, where are the right place here? Yeah. Bnei Arbaisar, Vikakarile Betresar. We're talking about where the 14th, people of the 14th, ended up reading on the 12th. So then the Gemara says, well, we already know, Vikakamart Yom Trinasu. That would you say, oh, well, isn't the 12th already Aser in Hesped and Tainus? Because it's called the Yom Terainus. Says the Gemara, Yom Terainus Gufe Batlu Batlua. So that day ended becoming Batl, no longer existed as a Yom Tov. Why not? Hoil v'nergubo Shmaya v'achya achiv. Because Shmaya and his brother were murdered on that day. So even though it was once a celebration, the 12th was a celebration because Yom Terainus, they ended up being Okeret because it was the day that the Shmaya was murdered. Okay, and therefore nothing to do with what we were talking about above. Now, Kihod the Rabbi Nachman Gazer Tainisa Betresar, like Rav Nachman was Gozer Tainis on the 12th of Adar. I guess in light of this, since Shemaiah is murdered, he wants it to be Gozer Gzera in light of that. Is that the case? Yeah, exactly. So, in response to that, Amulei Rabban said, Yom Terainisu, how could you go Zeref Tainis on the 12th of the Adar? Don't we know 12th of the Adar is a big Yom Tov? It was called Yom Terainis? The Gemara says, what? I don't know. The Gemara didn't tell us what it is yet. The Gemara is going to explain it, I think, later on. So Amr Lahu, Rav Nachman says back to them, Yom Terainis, Gufo, Betule Batluhu, Ho Venargu Bo Shmaya, Vachya Achiv. No, that's considered Batil because since Shmaya was murdered, that Mimela was Mevatel this day of Yom Terainis. Okay, we'll get to what that is in a couple moments.
It says that his brother has a name,
Achia. Achia, okay. That was his brother Achia. His only his famed claim was being the brother of Shemaya. So even his name itself was just the brother. V'tepik lei dehavale yom shelefnei nikner. So maybe you should say the 12th of Adar should be Usher, not because it was a day of Yom Terainis, because it was the day that was prior to another Yom Tov, which is Yom Nikner. So Amar Vashi, Hashta Iyu Gufi Balua Shem Yom Nikner, Nikim V'Negzer. So what's that saying here? So if we're able to uproot a Yom Tov itself because of the Gzeira, certainly we could uproot a day before another Yom Tov, because that's of lesser strength. Fine. Now the Gemara is going to explain what all these days are. This is for you, David. My Nikner, my Tarinus. What are these days? Yom Nikner, the 13th of Adar. Yom Tarinus, the day, the 12th of Adar. What were these celebrations?
The Shalik Adar.
What?
The Shalik Adar.
Yeah, there actually, yeah. Is that what the answer is? Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. But very good. For the Gemara and Yuma. Okay. D'tanya. Niknor echad me'afrachi yivanim haya. There was a Niknor echad. What does Niknor literally mean? Did it tell a definition of what Niknor is?
It's his name. He was a governor, a Greek official.
Okay, so one of the Greek officials named Niknor, b'chol yom v'yom, every single day, haya menif yado al Yehuda v'Yushalayim. He'd wave his hand over Yehuda and Yushalayim. V'omer, and he would say, a masai tipol b'yadi, when's it going to fall into my hands? Varmarsena, and I'm going to destroy it. Uchshegavra malchus beis chashmonai, when the chashmonaim became victorious, v'nitzcham, katu b'honos yadav raglav v'tolim b'shar Yushalayim. They cut off his fingers, his thumbs, and his toes, and they hang them on the gates of Yushalayim. Varmu po peh shayom medaber b'gaiva, the mouth that spoke such gaiva about Klal Yisrael and Yushalayim, and the fingers that waved over Yishlaim, Tasib Behem Nakama, we should have all this Nakama, the revenge for him. So that's why we made a day of celebration when we killed this governor who wanted to destroy us.
There's another Nicanor that he brought the doors
right
to the Tamikdash.
Correct.
And because of that, the gate called on him.
Right, so that's explained. The footnotes explains all that?
Yeah.
Or you said.
Nothing to do with this.
Right.
No,
exactly.
It's, just, yeah.
It's a different name, a different guy even, who had the same name. Okay. So my Torinus, so what was the day of Yom Torinus? So Amru, they said, Kishabikesh Torinus Laharugis Lulinus, when Torinus wanted to kill, I don't know any of the history, it's been a long time for me, I don't remember any of this, but the name Lulinus sounds very familiar to me. So Upapus, Achiv, Bludkia, he wanted to kill these two. Who were these two people? There were other governors? Wait, so hold on. They were Jews? Lulianus and Papas were Jews? They're Jews. Okay, so Tyrannus was Greek. Does it say where he was from? Sounds Greek, but I don't know.
What?
Tyrannus. What was his nationality?
Jewish.
He was Jewish also? Why, of course.
Can you be tzaddik if not a Jewish?
No, Tyrannus. Harasha, it says here.
Oh.
He was a Roman, I'm told down here in the footnote. He was Roman. He wanted to kill Lulianus and Pappas, who were tzaddikim, as you told me. So Tyrannus says to them, Im me'amo shechanani mishal v'azaryatem. If you really come from the same nation as the famous Mishal v'azarya, Chanani Mishal v'azarya. Have your God, this famous God of yours, save you from me. Just like he saved them from Nebuchadnezzar. Shamrullah. So the tzaddikim said to Tyrannus, they were tzaddikim. And they were fit for having a nace performed on their behalf. Nebuchadnezzar was a proper king. He deserved a nace also on his behalf.
He deserved to witness it.
At least witness it, to experience, to be involved in an ace.
But he's a real king, so I should want to humble a real king.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to this guy.
But, and Viroi Leasas Nace Al Yado, but Veosa Rasha, Hedir Haya, but you, this Rasha was a Hedir, he was a nobody. Veena Roi Leasas Nace Al Yado, and he wasn't deserving of having a nace performed in front of him. Vanu. And we, if we're killed, so we're deserving of this. If you don't kill us, Akash Baruch Hu is going to kill us in a different way. They don't need you. Akash Baruch Hu does whatever he wants. And he's many lions and bears in this world. Who could kill us also? So So he only handed over us to you, so that Kadosh Baruch Hu could take revenge from you if you're going to be the ones to carry out this punishment on us. Afal pi kein, despite the fact, Hargun miyad, he killed him anyways. Amru lo zozo misham ad shebol diofle mirom yufasu esmocho bi gizrin. It wasn't too long till other Roman generals or governors or ministers came along and killed this Tyrannius. So therefore, I guess they made a day of celebration since the revenge was taken pretty quickly. Even though two tzaddikim were killed, the one who murdered them was killed shortly thereafter, so they ended up making a day of celebration anyways. Okay, to conclude the parak, says the Gemara, Ein gozen tainis ala tzibor b'tchila b'chamisha. B'chamishi v'chulei, ain't goes in tainus b'roshe chadashim. So, kama hava haschala. So, what's considered a beginning? The halacha was that if you're not allowed to make a gzeir, you can't make a tainus tzibor for any of these days, these drought years, you can't make a tainus on Rosh Chodesh or Purim or Chanukah. But let's say you started off the fast days, a series of fast days, and it happens to be, it falls out on a Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah and Purim, then the halacha is ain't mafsikim. So what's considered a haschala? What do you mean, oh, if you start already, now if it ends up falling out, then you no longer, then you have to fast in those days. So it says the Gemara, V'acha Amar Shalosh. If you started three fast days, you had already a series of three fast days, that's considered starting. And if another one falls out, a subsequent one falls out, on one of these days, you fast on it. And it comes along, Rabbi Asi Amar Achas, even if one, you just have one fast day, the series has begun, and even if it falls out on one of these days, you have to fast on it. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zu Divrei Rei Meir. That's all according to Rabbi Meir. However, Shamar Mishum Rabban Gamliel. Aba Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, Misanu Mashim, you may fast on these days, even throughout the whole night. Even, right, Achash HaShecha, says Rashi. And Darish Mar Zutra, Mishmeid Derav Hona, Halacha, Misanu Mashim. That's Halacha. If one of these fast days falls out on Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah or Purim, so you're allowed to complete the fast day. Just look at Tosas quickly, the top Tosas for a moment. Halacha misanu mashlim. Perish, hodika pasak halacha misanu mashlim. That which we paskin, that you can complete the fast. If one of these fast days falls out on one of these Yaman Tovim, you could complete the fast. I Rosh Chodesh kai, only if it falls out on Rosh Chodesh. Di'i achanako purim, in yachol lisanos diyom mishav simchaksiv. That's only with respect to Rosh Chodesh you could fast on. But the fast on Purim and Chanukah, no one would ever think so, because the pasuk at least says, by Purim it says, you may mishum v'simcha, and we learn also Chanukah the same halachas, so you cannot fast on Chanukah and Purim, even if it falls out that way. Hadron alach seder tainos ketzad. Okay, shkoyach.